have a little bit of a dilemma.
What's that?
I'm not sure if you're creepy or you're adorable.
Why? I don't want to talk about this.
Okay, so
this was a text conversation, Pat. Not for air.
No, it's good. It's good. Because I've had a bit of a dilemma with this since I got this text message from you yesterday. and I sat there last night. I was watching a bit of TV.
Why are you doing this?
That's fine. And I was sitting there watching a bit of TV, and it kept popping up in my head. And I'm like, I can't work it out. Like, I see you every day. And
yeah.
I didn't think you was creepy, but I just thought you were just you. You know? Just regular
just
old you.
Regular Amy.
Yeah, that's it. Just regular Amy.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden I see this text and then I'm like,
Come on.
Start seeing unicorns and butterflies and things.
Me driving my Jeep around?
Yeah. So you sent me a text and about this guy who goes to the Y in Dover.
Yeah.
When you're there. And you've had a little bit of a crush. Is that the right word?
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God.
Like, you see him and you're like,
this is so embarrassing.
Oh, come on.
So on Mondays, there's this guy at the Dover Y. I call him Mocha for short.
So, and this is where the first piece starts. Because what do you actually call it?
No, I don't call it that. I said that to you.
Oh,
I don't say this to people. To you.
Oh, okay.
You get a little bit more insight. I said, it's Mocha Monday at the gym. Because I only see him on Mondays at the gym.
All right, okay.
So I go, I go to the Dover Y.
Yeah.
And I do Girls on the Run through the Dover Y. Mm-hmm. So we're there Mondays and Wednesdays. So I always see him on Monday. He's good looking, like extremely good looking.
How old do you think he is?
I don't know. Okay. You can't tell because he's Mocha.
Okay.
He's probably 50 and Lucius looks like 30. It's not a fair game.
But if he looks good, it's all right.
He does. He looks really good. His t-shirt hangs nice on his shoulders. Anyway.
Okay.
So I said, I'm like, I'm crushing on this guy for a few months from a distance.
Okay.
From a distance. And so I said to my friend last night, I said, hey, listen, if you see Mocha, we call him Mocha.
You call him Mocha. Nice. Yeah.
If we see Mocha there, look to see if he has a ring.
Because
I've seen him twice and I'm trying to work out like how to, I'm not a good flirt. And so if I try to smile, I just end up looking like I'm missing a chromosome. Yeah. Like, I'm not cute. I'm not good at being cute. And I have resting B face all the time, and I can't help that.
Okay.
So I saw him, the last time I saw him, I tried to kind of smile a little bit at him.
Uh-huh.
And then I forget that you're supposed to, after you pass, like, turn and look.
Mm-hmm.
And see, it's already too much. I don't want to play these games.
Uh-huh.
So I forgot to turn and look last time I saw him, and I forgot to see if he has a ring on his finger.
Okay.
So I said to my friend, hey, if you see hot Mocha, let me know if there's a ring on the finger.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, she's at the gym, and she texts me a picture and said, is this him?
Because
she doesn't know who he is. I just described him.
Okay.
And I said, yeah. So I didn't feel good yesterday, and I end up going to the gym anyway.
Because it was Mocha Monday.
Because it was Mocha Monday. And I missed him. I didn't see him.
Oh.
I know. Because I was like, I got it in my head. I was like, all right, if I go and I see him and I pass him, I'm just going to ask if he's single. Because she said there's no ring on the finger. So I'm just going to be like, I don't know what I'm going to say. But I'm like, I'm just going to ask if he... Why do you mean no?
Well, okay. Because I know you. Okay.
Is it creepy or adorable? Is what I asked you, is it creepy or adorable that I went because I knew...
Yes.
What do you
hang on. It's kind of adorable in some ways because it's kind of a little bit old school. Like,
yeah.
You know, you're not relying on Tinder or Craigslist or whatever. So that part of it, kind of adorable because you're going a little bit old school and you want to go. But the thing is that I know you and you'll be like this. Okay, start walking up to him.
I'm going
to
get
I'm gonna
it.
Say this. I'm going to say that. I'm going to say this. And you're going to get up to him and you're going to be like, and then just walk away, and he'd be like, oh, it's so good that they come out and do that in the gym.
Oh,
like,
polar plunge?
Yeah.
Is this where the money goes to? I know. And in my head, I'm really like cute and right on target.
Uh-huh.
Like I'm a hunter. Do you know what I mean? I'm on it. I get on the treadmill next time. I'm like, hey, so I see you here, and I just want to know if you're single. And then he's like, yeah, I am. Here's my number. Let me get yours. And then I just like, you know, coolly trot off the treadmill and go do the stair climber. But that's not how it's going to go. I'll trip coming off of the treadmill. I'll be like, just forget it. Just forget it.
A little bit of blood trickling from your mouth. Yeah. And you'll go to him and go,
hi, what if you're single? No, it's going to be bad. So I'd asked you in confidence, which I know that's blown.
You won't do that again.
Am I creepy or adorable?
At this point, I think... Now you're like you've got a photo and stuff.
I didn't get a photo.
You didn't solicit for a photo.
I didn't solicit for a photo. My friend sent me one when she was on the elliptical yesterday and said, "Is this him?" To confirm if we're on the same mocha. We were talking about the same mocha. Okay. Mocha does not have a ring on his finger.
I'm on a 60-40 split. I think it's a little creepy. Just a little creepy.
Come on, really?
Yeah, I think you're kind of getting a little... just a little.
No, no.
Just a little bit.
No.
No, you don't think so?
No.
No.
He just looks so good in that t-shirt.
Yeah, but you've probably been doing that staring thing at him and he's probably...
Because that's... My game is I just pretend you don't exist.
Oh, that works.
I just look right past you. That's my game. All right, you can tweet at Petch and Amy, 424-1234.
I can't... actually, if I'm honest, I can't decide... 50-50, whether you're creepy or you're adorable. I need some help on this, so give us a call at 424-1234.